Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country. That's BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, First Nation Writers Festival 2025, about to jump in front of us. We're going to talk about a great opportunity being presented by the First Nation Writers Festival, a not-for-profit organisation that celebrates Indigenous voice through literature and storytelling from the greater Pacific and beyond. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Anna Boise, AM, and that's the First Nation Writers Festival Director. And we have Anna on the line. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Fabulous. Very excited. Coming at us fast.
Yes. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking First Nation Writers Festival. How long has this been operating for?
This will be our fourth year.
Fourth year. Fantastic. And when you talk about First Nation Writers Festival 2025, here we are. Explain the vehicle, the platform that you're using. We are storytellers as First Nation people, and here's another vehicle, you could say.
Yes, the vehicle we're using is a charity. It's registered, regulated, audited.
Yes, all the above. Not the ICE prostitutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's no worries, of course. Mm. And it goes through the government, but it's fully privately funded. It's not funded by the government at all.
Okay.
I'm not saying government-funded support isn't important. I'm just saying we are not doing that.
Sure. Now, the Writers' Festival, First Nation Greater Pacific, happening in Townsville this year, 31st May.
That's right.
Tell us about this platform, two-day event. What can we expect, and is it open to the public?
Oh, yes, it's open to the public. It's $5 entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first evening, on the 30th, we have what we call a supper club. That's where everyone gets together and we get to mingle and network. Mm. And that's held on the Strand in Townsville. So it's a beautiful location.
Yes.
And we get lots of, we've got the photographers there because everyone likes to meet everybody else. Mm. It's just a lot of fun. You know, it's really... writers and guests meeting each other and being able to have a chat and have a, you know, a glass of orange juice or a beer or something, whatever they want, and just enjoy the evening. And the next day is what we call the Talk Fest.
Talk Fest.
And we go live all over the world.
Okay.
But most of our people who watch that are from around Australia and the Pacific. And last year we had 260 people.
Well, and we're talking about a live broadcast here, aren't we?
Yep, live broadcast. So it seems to be popular. That was our first year of going live.
Okay, fantastic.
But people can turn up there and, you know, we're having it at the Queensland Museum Tropics, which is a fantastic, beautiful location. You know, we're so lucky that they have us. And so, yes, again, we're having it there this year, and that's to listen to all the authors who have won awards.
Yes. Now we're launching 8 new books, I believe, at this year's festival.
Yes, I know.
Good.
Every year we get more and more contributions, manuscript contributions, and we're so excited about that. And each manuscript is in their own voice.
Yes. And it could be at any topic to what they present. Is that right? In regard to their book, authors of the book?
Yes, memoirs, biographies, stories. They could be an anthology of stories from one person or an anthology from many people. You know, quite often there's a lot of short stories plus manuscripts, and we put out an anthology every year as well.
And also meet 9 award-winning authors plus 1 living legend, I'm reading here.
Yeah, living legend. That's Daniel Kumban. He has been an exemplary author,
yes,
capturing the stories of his elders for decades and publishing them.
Yes.
And when the judges heard about him, they said, oh, he's a legend, because that's what we want to capture, is
exactly,
the stories of culture,
yes,
in their own voice
in
and take them out to the world.
Hearing, yeah, from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All these other people writing about.
So you are the First Nation Writers Festival director, Anna Boise, AM. Give us a bit of background. Who's Anna Boise, my dear?
Oh, I found out in my 50s my father was part Aboriginal, which,
okay,
has brought my whole world together.
Yes.
I finally understood who I was. But I also had the great fortune to grow up in Papua New Guinea from age 4 to,
yeah,
about 24.
One talk.
Yeah, one talk through. And, you know, that was for many years in the villages, because I'm a bit of a, you know, Lapoon Mary now.
Yes.
And so that was my formative years.
Yeah.
And that created the person I was. And I went into, to cut a long story short, investment banking, and I worked all over the world. Very lucky, you know, but
yes,
I worked hard.
Yes.
And this is what I want to do now. And
good.
I'm surrounded by brilliant volunteers.
Yeah, lovely.
And other people. So this is why we're doing it. That's why I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm passionate about it. And the stories are brilliant.
Brilliant. Of course they are. Well, you've created a platform. And like I said, we First Nation people, we are storytellers. And now we're using the fantastic vehicle as in becoming authors and writing books and delivering the message and educating people to the world, yes.
That's right, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's so important, the educating of the people. I think once people start reading these stories, and there are brilliant publishers out there already who are publishing some of those stories.
Yes.
We're not trying to take away from them. We're trying to kind of grow the pie.
Yeah, exactly.
If you will.
Exactly.
And to make it open to people that may not necessarily meet the mainstream demands at this stage, but they may in the future.
Sure. Yeah,
but at least the stories are getting out there.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, First Nation Writers Festival, happening in Townsville 2025, does that move around or is it always in Townsville?
Well, so far we've always been in Townsville,
sure,
but we have other cities actually,
yes,
starting to knock on our door and say, oh, have you thought about having it here?
Yeah.
And so we're kind of open to it. There's all sorts of strategic models,
sure,
Trevor, I'm sure you could understand.
Yeah,
you could break it up into 4 times a year, and we could have it all over Australia or part of the Pacific.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. Well, I think it's a great concept, and congratulations, 4th year running. Happened this year, 30-31 May, so if people wanted to book tickets, so to speak, or date claimers, have you got a web page they can look at?
Yes, it's called First Nations Writers Festival .org.
.org, okay, fantastic. Check that out. Look, thank you for your yarn. Congratulations. A beautiful
thank
platform.
You.
And big congratulations to all the authors and to bring,
yes,
this into fruition. Writers Festival, First Nation, Greater Pacific, Townsville, 30-31 May. Thank you very much for your yarn and all the best to you and your team. And a big shout out to all the volunteers as well.
Absolutely. I'll tell them. They'll be listening, actually, probably. Thank you.
All the best, Anna. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn. That's Anna Boise, AM, First Nation Writers Festival Director. And the festival this year, 2025, happening in Townsville. Date claimer, 31st May. So whatever you got on, claim those 2 dates and be a part of it. If you're an author or vision to become an author or just to hear the story, as I said, from the horse's mouth, hear from First Nation authors, and we're talking about the First Nation Greater Pacific, so do check that out, your mob. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And like I said, Yana with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
Talk Black.
Of Australia, though he did not know what his new life had in hold,
He believed in honest Levi. He felt it enriched his soul. For life is not worth living if your dreams are not your own. And this world would have no purpose if joy eludes your soul. For life is how you live it, though at times it seems a curse. But to live an empty vessel could only make it worse. He traveled this country and he took what work he'd find. He labored in the keen fields till at last he found the kite. Then in a street one day, my mother caught his eyes. Her skin as black as velvet and eyes that lit the sky. Living, if your dreams are not your own, and this world would have no purpose if joy eludes your soul. For life is how you live it, though at times it seems a curse. But to live an empty vessel could only make it worse. Oh, Father, it's hard, but these things I have to say. You robbed me of your loving while you drank our lives away. La 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 la. Oh yeah. Hey yeah yeah. La 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 la. On the side of a hill, and our hearts they grew heavy as our mother's world stood still. And we clung to each other as the sorrow filled our hearts. But we knew his journey was over, he'd found his peace at last. For life is not worth living if your dreams are not your own. And this world would have no purpose if joy eludes your soul. For life is how you live it, though at times it seems a curse. But to live an empty vessel could only make it worse. Your life is how you live it. Life, la 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 la.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, new chapter for Torres Strait as TSRA, that's the Torres Strait Regional Authority, announces a new CEO, and that person is Charlie Caddy. And we have Charlie Caddy on the line. So we're going to have a yarn to Bulla and talk about his position, new appointed CEO for TSRA. And Charlie, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, David Imbala, good morning. A very good day, and thanks for having me on the program there.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Charlie Bullock, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
Yep, sure. So my name's Charlie Caddy. So my mob is the Dawara people from the Meriam Nation in the east of the Torres Strait, so Murray Island or Mur Island, the home of the Mabo case.
Yes.
So my mob is the Dawara tribe from the Meriam
Beautiful.
Nation.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And big shout out to your mob and acknowledge your mob. And a congratulations on new appointment as a CEO of the TSRA, Torres Strait Regional Authority. Congratulations, but you've been acting in that position since May last year.
Yeah, that's right, Debo. And big as well for that congratulations there. a bit small proud moment for me there, and cool. A big achievement for me. But yeah, I sort of acted in the role from about May last year when our former CEO left the organization. And also I want to acknowledge the former CEO as well and the work that she's done in the organization. Acted from May last year.
Yes.
And when they advertised the role, I thought, I'll put my name in the hat there.
And last person standing, here he is, Charlie Caddy.
That's him, yeah. very interested in, that role and, basically want to make a difference, for my mobile peer there. So,
exactly.
Very passionate about
it. So for our daily listeners out there, especially far and wide on the Big Island here in Australia, can you give us a bit of background about TSRA and the Torres Strait Regional Authority and the work that they do and how you hold the reins and steer the ship forward? Give us a bit of background there, please.
So Torres Strait Regional Authority, we're a Commonwealth statutory authority. Mm-hmm. We're probably one of the most remote ones around the country, being based up here on Thursday Island in the Torres Strait. So the authority is made up of two parts. There's an administration arm, which is the arm that I lead as CEO, and there's also a community elected board, and that the board is overseen by a chairperson, an elected chairperson. Mm-hmm. So there's two arms for the organization.
Yes.
Our board sets the strategic direction for where they want the organization to go over their term, and the focus areas for us.
Yes.
And as the administration, we're sort of responsible to pretty much make the board strategy happen through the administration there. So that's how we sort of work with across the two arms of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Our minister is the Honourable Malandiri McCarthy, Minister for Indigenous Australians.
Okay. Yep.
So she's our minister. And we also work closely with all the other Indigenous portfolios, agencies, across the nation there.
And your head office, Charlie, is in Thursday Island?
Yes. So we have our head office in Thursday Island. We do have our satellite office in Cairns.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have ranger offices in various communities around the region there. Main office is on Thursday Island.
And board of directors, how many sitting at that level?
So we've got 20 members. And so each member represents the 20 communities. So there's 15 outer island communities.
Yes.
There's two communities from the NPA, Bamaga and Sasia.
Okay.
And then there's Horn Island, Prince of Wales, which is two communities on Thursday Island in the Kaiwalago region. And then the member for Port Kennedy and the member for Track, which are two wards on Thursday Island. So that makes up the board of 20.
Fantastic. And TSRA, let's talk about the staff. How many people will be employed by TSRA?
We've got about 159 staff across the whole organisation. So all of our staff are Australian public servants, and our ranger program is one of the sort of biggest areas in terms of staff numbers. All across the whole organisation, 159.
Cool. Good. And how many would identify as Torres Strait Island or Aboriginal personnel?
So we've got more than 80% of our workforce that identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
Which is great to see. So good numbers and well over half. Well, once again, Charlie, congratulations on the new appointment. Even though you've been sitting in that seat since May last year, now it's legit in regard to applying for the position. Now you've got the position. So it's all head down, butt up, and drive the vehicle forward, my friend.
yeah, that's it, brother. And probably the other thing I'll mention is a very exciting time for us at the moment. We've just inducted a newly elected board. So we had our board elections in November last year. So last week was our board induction.
Yes.
And we also had our office holder election. So we've got our brand new chair that was elected last week. So our chair is the member for Port Kennedy, Pastor George Nona. has been elected as chair. So I'm very excited and really look forward to working with our new chair and our new board, in taking the place forward.
Beautiful. Yes, well, congratulations for the board of directors and the new chairperson, as well as the new CEO, and that's Charlie Caddy. Thank you for your yarn, my bella. All the best. Big love there for you, Mob, and we yarn soon, Charlie.
Biggest of all, and biggest to your listeners, and shout out to the Mob there.
Oh, yo.
Yo.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. The new CEO appointed, Torres Strait Regional Authority, TSRA, and the new CEO, Chief Executive Officer, is Charlie Caddy. Congratulations. So he's been sitting in the seat acting since May last year, applied for the role as the CEO, and lucky enough to get that. So look, fantastic, driving the ship forward into the future, and also a big congratulations to the new board of directors as well as the chairperson. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 2012 Murray from Macquarie. Live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say yarn up strong, you mob? Too deadly. National Talk Black.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Bay? Any place in just around by Mario Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Bay? Any place in just around by Mario Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a piece of my mind. Ain't nobody got no time for no wine. Just a little out of line. Going a bit beyond the right lane. Having positive mind frame. Move on, nearly dream. Go on, nearly march to you. I feel my echo. Need to think in your minyal. It's not about fame. Kicking goals, opening doors to a new. It's correct, not an error, otherwise you will disconnect. And the darkest days won't last forever. Even brighter days come sooner or later. Yaka win, thinking much about what you're not. Billy me, no more worry, bunga, what gotta do? What you gotta do, it's up to you. Where you wanna head up to? It is hard, you're gonna have to break through. They turning up the pressure till it breaks you. So break through, come on.
They come, they go, but this I know. I am in control.
time they go, but this I know, I will not let them hold me back no more. I should, I score, I give my all, my future, I am in control.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, for your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan Upstrong? Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416. Now, we're excited to share that our principal solicitor, Leah Cameron, has been selected in the Leading Native Title Lawyers Traditional Owner Representation, Australia 2025. We're talking about the Doyle's Guide 2025, recognised Australia's top native title lawyers, law firms and barristers. Well, Leah, inclusion in this strategic ranking highlights her exceptional expertise in native title and cultural heritage matters, particularly her ability to represent its traditional owners and traditional owner bodies, look, as well as Murra Law. So, look, they're thrilled to have their special counsel, Oliver Gilliskin, listed as recommended in the Leading Native Title and Traditional Owner Representation as well. Well, we're going to talk to Leah Cameron, got her on the line. And a very good morning, my sister, and congratulations.
Good morning, Trev. Thanks very much.
So, look, there we are. This is a annual event, annual thing regarding Doyle's Guide 2025 Australian Native Title Law Rankings. And you're up there as well as you as the principal lawyer, but then Murra Law as well. Is that the case?
That's exactly right. So it's pretty exciting for us lawyers. It's like the Oscars
yes.
of the film industry. And we always wait, and we're really excited to be included on the list.
This is across the board, isn't it, Leah? This is not an indigenous base. This is lawyers, barristers, law firms across the board.
That's ranked
up there, number one, yes?
All up there, all different practice areas.
Sure.
So, and it's as you said, it's a national thing where our peers vote for us, which is always, I think, a good indication if you're doing good work is what other people think.
So. Well, exactly. So your peers do rank you or do vote for you. So how does being ranked in a Doyle's Guide influence your firm's reputation in the legal community?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, lawyers are always good at having a yarn and saying what we do and don't do, but I think for an external sort of entity to go out there and chat to people and see what you're actually doing and how your peers or your colleagues see how you're going is a really good test, I think, of what you do in your workplace, and that you conduct yourself ethically and, you know, you're good at what you do and you're creative and think of solutions as well. So it's really lovely to be considered in that way.
Fantastic. So what practices or principles have been most important within the firm and on a more personal level in establishing, preserving your firm's leadership position in the legal community?
Yeah, look, I think, Marowai Law has been around for, I think it's over 12 years now, so I think it's sustained good work, and it's not just turning up and doing your work. It's doing more than that, doing more for your clients and the practice area in which you work, you know, trying to contribute to broader change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, currently there's a review of the Native Title Future Act regime,
but, yes.
Being conducted by the Australian Law Reform Commission. So it's being parts of those sort of things, being making submissions when you don't, you know, you're not paid to, but you want to because you're really passionate about what you do. So all those sorts of things, I think, generally contribute to the fact that you're doing great things in this particular area.
Yeah, fantastic. So look, I didn't inquire. Can you let the people know who your mob were? You from, Leah?
Oh yes. So I'm a Palawa woman from Lutruwita, Tasmania. But yeah, lived a long time in Cairns, North Queensland,
yes.
on Gimoi country up there. Our business is sort of all around the country, which is exciting. So I get to work on lots of mobs country, which is, you know, I'm really lucky to do a legal job that's not always behind the desk.
So Maralua, where do you sit? Where's your offices?
Oh, we've got offices in Cairns, Brisbane, Melbourne, Hobart and Perth.
Sounds like a franchise. Do you want fries with that?
It does sound like a franchise.
Congratulations, yeah. Now, what about First Nation lawyers? How many on the books with Mara Law?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think. There's quite a few of us now. So
good.
We've got about 15 team members total, and over 60% of our staff are First Nations mob.
Good, good.
We've got a couple of First Nations lawyers, but you know what I'm really proud of? We've got multiple sort of law students working for us, so working through the ranks to be lawyers of the future. So that's what I'm really proud of. And
yes.
They are incredible, Trev. They are
fantastic.
Where they're going to go from here, who knows? But it's really excited to watch their journey.
Yeah, look, beautiful. And look, I always said that we need more black successes, not only on the football field. So it's good to see our black lawyers come through. And look, you've got a fantastic platform there, a foundation to build upon. One, for your business, but two, for this space in regarding black lawyers, you know, across this country. Mara Law, like I said, 12 years ago, you were saying?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, good. And a beautiful team at that. And look, once again, congratulations. A Doors Guide, 2025 Australian Native Title Law Rankings. Leah Cameron, Mara Law, up there. Fantastic. And a big shout out to your team. And thank you for the yarn.
Beautiful. Thanks, Trev.
All the best. And we'll yarn soon. Hey, you take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Leah.
Adela
Yan, Leah Cameron, Mara Law, Principal Solicitor, recognised by Doyle's Ranking and leading Native Title law firms and traditional owner representation for Australia 2025, Leah Cameron. And then second was Oliver Gilkiskin and Ross McKay and leading Native Title lawyers. That's a law firm and leads title firms, traditional owner representation, Australia 2025. Leah Cameron, Oliver Gilkison, and Ross McKay. So fantastic. And that's across the board. That's all lawyers and barristers and law firms. There you go, Mara Law, up there with the best, number one all the way through. Fantastic. Success breeds success. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly.
To my Gugu Yalanji girl, I look Stuart E. Brown eyes says something I can't hide. The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Cuckoo-yalogy, cuckoo-yalogy, girl.
Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Cuckoo-yalogy, 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 girl.
Shadows when you go, your
love blows out my soul and down,
down into the earth. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world.
Cuckoo-yalogy, 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 girl.
Come shine your lights,
brighten up the world.
Cuckoo-yalogy, 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 girl.
Papa Manu.
National Talk Black.
Underwater, underground kings I gotta speak to. They know who we are. Scared of the name cause we glow in the dark. North from the start. Red to the end till the wheels fall off. I'ma go get a rubber nose sweater. Weather's hot in the north, do we know about a hot stepper? Down bad to the top fella. Instagram's from the man cause my verse better dope spitter. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back. I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced. I tell them go away. Man with a cause and I've been here before. When I said that I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall, follow that.
The mic now, get strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground, gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway, want that island life, I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest, on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies, these parcel tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, but I act finicky. So I kill them quick with a free flow, I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to maintain like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss. Shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch. Dead or alive. Top fly. Red eye bullets. We stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch? They got you saying.
Apply the side step on the border like a Fuji was a white cliff. Kelly Goon, do what they do and hold the vibe next.